Good morning. It's just gone 8 o'clock on Friday, February the 21st, and this is Morning Ireland with Brian Dobson and Audrey Carville. The news is read by Ciara Nevrin.
The Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil leaders have agreed to meet early next week for exploratory talks. This follows a phone conversation between Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin yesterday evening. Following votes in the Dáil, Mr. Varadkar resigned as Taoiseach last night, but in accordance with the Constitution, he and the government will continue to carry out their duties until successors have been appointed. Micheál Lehan of our political staff.
Leo Varadkar said the government would continue to serve until a new administration is formed. Again, he insisted that the onus was on others to thread that new government together. However, he said his party would stand by the state and talk to others if there was no alternative. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, said a new government must be formed that prioritises state intervention to improve key services. He was again highly critical of Sinn Féin. Mary Lou MacDonald responded by saying that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had run the show for the last century and were not willing to let go. The Dáil made four attempts to elect the Taoiseach yesterday, with the Sinn Féin leader receiving most votes. However, the 45 votes secured by Mary Lou MacDonald was well short of the required majority to form a government. The Dáil will meet again in just under a fortnight. A new government will most likely take a little longer to emerge, though.
EU leaders will resume negotiations this morning on the seven-year budget after failing to make any breakthrough in talks late last night. There are still significant gaps between bigger net contributors and poorer member states over the size of the budget and what the spending priorities should be. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The departure of the United Kingdom means there will be a hole of up to 75 billion in the EU's 1 trillion euro seven-year budget. The so-called Frugal Four of the Netherlands, Austria, Sweden and Denmark are determined that the budget should be no more than 1% of Europe's economic output. They and Germany want to maintain a series of rebates that traditionally offset their large contributions, which will be even larger now due to Britain's departure. Following multiple bilateral meetings last night between leaders and the European Council President Charles Michel, it was clear there would be no breakthrough. Ireland wants to maintain farm spending at current levels, but under the proposals on the table, the Common Agriculture Policy would see a cut of up to 53 billion euro. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Taoiseach Simon Coveney will meet the new Northern Ireland Secretary for the first time in Belfast this afternoon. Brandon Lewis was appointed last week after Julian Smith was sacked in the cabinet reshuffle carried out by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman.
That meeting is due to take place at 3:15pm in Stormont House, the workplace of the Northern Ireland office on the Stormont estate. It was where Simon Coveney and Julian Smith put the final touches to their political deal that won the support of Stormont's five main parties and saw the return of power sharing last month. But Mr Smith was dropped by Boris Johnson from his cabinet team last week and a former Conservative Party chairman, Brandon Lewis, given the job. Mr Lewis has the very real challenge of following a good act. He takes up the post as the British government prepares for life beyond Brexit. 2 days ago, the announcement of its plan to halt the arrival of low-skilled, non-English-speaking immigrant workers set off alarm bells in many sectors of Northern Ireland's economy. On Julian Smith's watch, the Northern Ireland Secretary, Minister for Foreign Affairs relationship, improved significantly. A key question now is, will that dynamic remain, with the UK representative replaced and the future of Ireland's representative uncertain? Tommy Gorman, RTE News, Belfast.
Around 1,000 health and social care workers are to hold a 24-hour strike today in a dispute over pay restoration. The workers belonging to SIP2 and FORSA are employed in 9 so-called Section 39 bodies, which are funded by the state to deliver services including hospices and home helps. The HSE said it regretted that the industrial action would affect patient services, but said it was difficult to estimate the scale of potential disruption. Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley.
Section 39 workers aren't classified as public servants, but they suffered the same pay cuts during the recession. Unlike public servants, though, their pay hasn't been restored post-recovery. While 50 agencies have agreed a roadmap for restoration, workers in 250 similar bodies are still waiting. This initial strike will affect services in Valentia Hospital Kerry, St Joseph's Care Home Killorglin in Kerry, Delta Care in Carlow, the National Council for the Blind in Ireland, Western Alzheimer's, Co-Action Bantry, Southwest Doctors and the Galway Rape Crisis Centre. Unions describe today's strike as a launchpad for a protracted period of industrial action. The National Council for the Blind in Ireland confirmed the stoppage will disrupt clients with sight loss and described the situation as blatant discrimination. The HSE said it was difficult to forecast what impact the stoppage would have, as that would depend on local contingency arrangements. The Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, which oversees public sector pay, declined to comment.
Scientists in the United States say they've used artificial intelligence to discover a powerful new type of antibiotic that's highly effective against some of the most dangerous drug-resistant bacteria. Researchers say the technology is able to work more quickly and efficiently than existing methods. Professor Regina Brazilli of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology said the discovery was significant.
Given the increase in the resistance, which continues year after year, we're kind of losing battle. We don't have very effective weapons against increasing resistance. So these molecules have truly remarkable properties, which can treat many pathogens for which we currently don't have an effective cure.
And the time is 7 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks, proudly powering Irish homes, farms and businesses. ESB Networks, serving all electricity customers. See esbnetworks.ie.
Blustery today with outbreaks of rain extending southeasterwards across the country. The rain will be heaviest and most persistent across the west and north, with the lengthiest dry periods in southern and southeastern counties. Highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning of southwest gales today on all Irish coastal waters and on the Irish Sea.